with SRN Sports.
I'm Greg Clugston.
A grand slam from Mookie Betts helped lift the Dodgers to a 13-7 win over the Padres.
San Diego jumped out to a 5-0 lead in the third inning, only to see Los Angeles immediately answer back off Padres starter Seth Lugo as six straight men would reach base to pull to within a run before Betts hit his 31st home run of the year, putting the Dodgers ahead to stay. Dodgers starter Tony Gonsolin would benefit from the offensive output, going six innings for the win. Padres catcher Luis Camposano was their hitting star with two home runs and four RBIs in the loss. Philip Gons, San Diego.
Pablo Reyes hit a walk-off grand slam to break a ninth-inning tie, and the Boston Red Sox recovered after blowing a two-run lead to beat the KC Royals 6-2. The Rangers keep rolling. Texas won its seventh in a row, downing Oakland 5-3. Meanwhile, the Angels have dropped seven straight, falling 8-3 last night to the Giants. This is SRN Sports. The rest of the Major League Baseball scoreboard: White Sox over the Yankees 3-1, Blue Jays 3, Guardians 1. Minnesota ran past Detroit 9-3 the final. The Mets clobbered the Cubs 11-2. Pittsburgh edged Atlanta 7-6. Milwaukee crushed Colorado 12-1. The Nationals and Phillies were washed out. They'll play a doubleheader this afternoon and evening. Chicago's Tim Anderson has been suspended 6 games and Cleveland's Jose Ramirez for 3 games by the league for fighting and touching off that lengthy wild brawl last weekend between the White Sox and Guardians. 4 others, including both managers, were suspended 1 game each. England held firm despite a red card from Lauren James to beat Nigeria on penalty kicks and advanced to the quarterfinals of the Women's World Cup. England became the title favorite after the defending champion U.S. team was eliminated on Sunday. This is SRN Sports.